Okay, we have with us again, please welcome back Tazeen Zahida. Tazeen, welcome back and good to have you again.
Thank you so much, Malik, for this opportunity. I'm so excited about this radio play, something I've been wanting to do for the longest time.
Great. Let's have a quick introduction, what this play is about. We'll talk to the actors and let's get into it.
The play is called The Lumpy Truth.
The Lumpy Truth.
I'm joined in the studios by two of my good friends who have found time to perform for me. One is Mr. Raza Himani. Hi, Raza.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing today, Malik? Thank you for having us here.
Not a problem, Raza. Welcome to the studio. Quickly, about yourself.
So I've been doing real estate here in Houston for the last 12 years, and we live in Katy, beautiful family, me, my wife, and three kids, and venturing in with our great mentor, Mr. Zain, to grow through this amazing field and see how it goes from there.
Awesome, awesome. And?
And I'm joined by my good friend, Sabine Nadim. She's a doctor by profession. Sabine.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing here?
We're fine. I'm still impressed. I'm speechless. She's a doctor. She's an actor. What is it you can't do?
So actually, I'm a total rookie, and right now this is really down my line. So what I do is I do cancer imaging. I'm a radiologist, and my subspecialty is actually reading a lot of cancer patient imaging.
Okay.
So this is actually a very different perspective on cancer, and I'm just really glad that Tazeen reeled me in. I'm not actually an actor as such, as yet, but Tazeen has given me this opportunity, so I think I really like the subject matter. I think more so that, did appeal to me.
Great. Glad to have you guys in the studio. Let's. How do we start? I mean, if it's in person, you open the curtain. How do you start a radio play?
A radio play begins, we rely entirely and totally on our expression, our voice, how we can say things, and I hope your listeners would love this idea. This is a string of three dialogues that we are about to present. These are loosely knit, and they can be understood, enjoyed, and taken as a story per dialogue a whole, but they are stringed together, so there is an ultimate climax that will be there in the last dialogue. The first dialogue is between a mother and daughter. When the daughter finds out that she gets diagnosed with breast cancer, and she confronts her mother about hiding this thing that she had it before from her. And here goes.
So, listeners, conversation between mother and daughter. Daughter has found out that she's just been diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm sorry. And let me do this. This is a historic situation. Okay. I'll give you a countdown from 4, 3, 2, 1. The Lumpy Truth, produced by TZ Productions, on air here on All Things Lacey.
How could you? Why would you?
I don't know. I thought it was just that once, and I was just fine after that. I did not want you to think that your mother was sick.
Mom, if anything, that would have increased my respect for you. You fought it so bravely. You are my warrior. By not telling me, warning me about it, look at what you've gotten us into.
I'm so sorry. I feel that I've failed as a mother. More so, I have failed as a woman.
And I don't know how to tell him. What to tell him? We were planning to have another baby, and I don't know how he's going to react.
I'm praying it's going to be okay, beta. Let me know how I can make this any easy for you.
Okay, let's split the subjects. You take Sarah home for the weekend. She's going to have this cookie party at your place for her friends. And I will talk to Aman.
All right. I will do it. Okay, baby. It's almost time for my shift.
I feel like it's my shift.
I'm sorry?
Mom, I still don't know why. What is the real reason for you to hide this lumpy truth? At least tell me now. Now that I'm diagnosed, I deserve to know.
Beti, our society puts so much importance on the health of a woman. her childbearing and rearing abilities are always in question. If a girl is known to have come from a sick mother, it eliminates her chances to find a good match.
Are you serious? No one thinks like this anymore.
They do. They sadly do. And these latest findings on genetic predisposition to certain diseases have not really helped.
I can't believe you're blaming scientific progress. More women have got another shot at life because of timely diagnosis and early scans. Remember when we were young, aunties just disappeared from kitchens and teachers just vanished from school hallways? These disappearances were only followed by whispers and tears.
Yes, yes, you're right, I confess. I just didn't want to be associated with a sickness, that's all. Was I wrong?
Yes, Mom, you were wrong. You were so wrong. No one chooses to be sick. The same God who gives us health also tries us with sickness.
You're right, my love. I realize my folly. Please forgive me.
I forgive you, Mom, but you have to be just as strong this time around. It will be even harder, in fact, to see me go through this pain. It's not going to be easy. Far from it, in fact. It will be a fight, but I'm determined to give it my all.
I'm always here for you, Meri Jaan.
Thanks, Mom.
Now, this is the Lumpy Truth, dialogue number 2, when the wife is waiting on her husband on a dinner table, and she's talking to her mom right now, and when her husband walks in, she hangs up.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm okay. No, he's not here yet. Of course, I will tell him today. This cannot wait for another week. Okay, my beloved guest is here. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Don't tell me. Have I forgotten your birthday? No, it's not. Of course, not our wedding anniversary. That is way later. When was it?
It's none of these occasions. It's something else.
I am so hungry. Are we still playing the guessing game?
Norman, there is no need to guess anymore. I wanted to share something with you.
Oh my God, now you are making me nervous. I can't wait to eat this biryani. I hope you haven't found someone else. This is the day I dreaded. Who is he? I won't let you go. We'll put up a fight.
Well, Amin, I hope you won't. I really hope that you won't let me go without a fight.
Please, Maha. What is it? Why are you crying? You had an appointment with your doctor. What happened?
I want you to know this.
Okay. This can't be right. There must have been a mistake. I know misdiagnosis is very, very common in these cases.
No. This test has been repeated, and there's no doubt this is the diagnosis.
Okay. Now what? Surely there is some cure. It's not like you're going to die. Hello? Please don't give me that look.
I mean, there are no promises here. I have been advised to go for a double mastectomy.
A double mastectomy?
It means...
I know what it means, Maha.
I'm sorry, I thought you did not.
I know what it means. What I don't know really is how you can be okay with this. I am not okay with this. What about our plans to have another baby? What about our private beach trip to Jamaica? What about our little Sarah? What about life as we planned to live it, Maha?
I know, Aman. But what can we do? There's no other way.
Okay, how long have you known this?
Well, it has been 3 months.
3 months? You have not told me? Maybe we could have done something.
When I first got my reports, I wasn't sure how to tell you. I didn't know how you would react.
You were right. I don't know how to react.
Tell me, what are you most worried about? Is it the physical deformation?
No, not really.
It's a tried and tested procedure. Sadly, it's the first step to make sure the disease doesn't spread.
But the disease has already spread. It is already started to eat up all that was precious, all that was beautiful in our lives.
Aman, please don't be so hopeless. So many women have gone through this. I need your support. Please don't be like this.
I am sorry, Maha. I don't know how to react. All this is too much for me. I need some time.
I understand.
And you know what, Maha? I lied when I said physical deformation is not something I'm worried about. I said that because I knew that's what you wanted to hear. I fell in love with you for how you looked, how you carried yourself, how you draped a beautiful sari. How much I love you for being so beautiful. I love you for the person you are, but I'll be lying if I say that I'm okay with all this. Damn it, I'm not. Please forgive me. But I need time to process all this.
And now there is the third part, the dialogue between someone in society, in the community, who are talking about this lady who has recovered from breast cancer. And this is just another mother and daughter on a social gathering.
Mom, please stop staring at her. You're embarrassing me.
I'm not staring. I was just looking.
Mom, it was like you were literally scanning her.
Okay, big deal. I was staring at her. I was wondering, how come she looks pretty much the same as before? Better if you ask me.
Her hair has grown back after the treatment, and it always grows back better.
Yes, I know all about that. But I heard she had them removed, you know what I mean? But she looks the same.
You are impossible. Of course she's wearing inserts. They are very common these days.
I see. If you ask me, they look better than the originals.
Mom, how could you be so insensitive? She's a woman just like you. Show some respect, please.
Okay, don't go all judgmental on me, young lady. The whole community is talking about it. Mrs. Khan was telling me on WhatsApp that her husband is probably divorcing her.
Please don't point. Okay, what else is in this WhatsApp grapevine?
Now see who is hungry for the gods.
Mom, remember her brother works with me? We're good friends. Your information is far from accurate.
So you know what's happening? Tell me. Honestly, I don't blame the poor husband.
Mom, look at our table.
Now, who is asking me to stare, huh? Let me put on these glasses. Uh-huh. Oh, who is this? Is it Aman? Is it really him?
Yes, it is Aman. Her husband sitting right next to her. Mrs. Khan information was not accurate. When two people really love each other, they can face any challenge together.
Wow! I'm going to applaud on air, and that was just brilliant. For a moment, and guys, your expressions, your way you spoke your lines expressed your emotions out. I was trying to close my eyes and listen to this as if I'm watching TV and just trying to guess what the actors are up to. And all of you were brilliant. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I was transformed also back into my younger days when All India Radio used to have on-air radio plays. And the way you knew it was a radio play was because you would hear the pages turning.
Yeah.
It is so refreshing that, yes, you are reading out of a script, but it's not just plain reading. You're not reading the news. You are actually acting without an audience, which is, trust me, as a stand-up comedian, I did some shows through Zoom in COVID. It's not the same. Because you're not getting that audience feel. But to do this on radio, hats off. Vishwas,
The banging on the table, right? I mean, you could express
exactly
his frustration. You could hear it. I was standing there. I was much like you. I was looking down just on my
headphones. Insurance doesn't cover the table. So.
No, but I mean, jokes aside, great job, folks. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for sharing that with us.
I have to just bring one thing up here. I know this script because I wrote the script and I did it 1 year back. But these two people here, extremely talented and daring, I must say. Mr. Himani also is trained as a doctor, by the way. Just a little detail I forgot to mention.
Yeah,
side gig. So, Mr. Himani just did, I think, twice, rehearsed with us twice. And Sabine here just did it once. Wow. So these people are natural.
But... So let me ask you this: what is it that you can't
do? Hello, right?
I mean, we got doctor, actors, doctors, realtors,
writers.
I mean,
radio RJ. I don't want to do that.
No, because
I've actually done that.
My mom might be listening to this show, saying, "Dude, what did you do in life?
You know? What have you done?"
You know, every physician has actually an artist in them. You know, most of us probably never really wanted to go into medicine. We had other endeavors, but I know I'm actually a sad case where I did want to.
And I think you're super good at it.
But besides the play itself, the theme, the idea, and the fact that breast cancer is still treated as a taboo in parts of our society for Desi people, you guys have had any experience that made you write this story? Did you hear about someone? Or what inspired you to write this?
In fact, this was the first subject I wrote a play about almost 10 years back when I did my course from Oxford University. And this was the first thing I wrote about. But this particular piece was written on demand for the Rose Foundation last year for their Hats and Henna fundraiser. And this was performed by Harun Zubairi and Mahnoor and Rana. Again, three very talented people that I know. And the idea was, it is inspiring because, as I said, I knew my teachers who had cancer, breast cancer, and they literally disappeared from school hallways.
Wow. Mm.
So that sudden shock is only realized once you grow up and you come to know, okay, those people who disappeared had families, they had stories, they had love stories, you know, and everything is, you know, said undone, left undone.
Wow.
So that was a thing, and this is a huge thing that we can do if just go for early scanning, marking Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I would say go for early scan, and that's it. You can beat this.
This is beatable. You just have to take care of yourself,
right?
But Grace,
don't wait for 3 months to tell your husband.
You know, he played it so well. It was such a difficult, role for him. But I would say this extends even beyond our culture. Because even for the non-Desi community, it is very hard. Just overall, we become such a superficial society where, you know, people are doing procedures to enhance everything. And then someone having to de-enhance themselves, you know, it's a very difficult, especially for men, it is very difficult to digest. And they also just don't know how to react. Even if they're okay with it, they just don't know what would set the woman off.
Right. And Raza, sir, you conveyed the confusion, the
dichotomy.
The dichotomy of
surprise, factor of surprise, and the factor of being honest, the factor of being scared.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The fear that this satisfaction that now this is actually happening to me.
Right.
And now my wife will go through this, and I have a baby that is going to suffer from this, even though, and it's a sudden surprise.
Right.
But again, I still feel that this is the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It still is. It's the 30th of October, and I feel that prevention is cure.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody, after a certain age, women must go and get themselves screened without any hiccups, you know, and grow from that, and educate their family members, because sometimes it becomes a taboo, and we need to remove that, and we need to create that awareness without creating negativity and tabooness about
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So when faced in with surprising news in your real life, being at the altar, is that how you react? Bang the table, walk off?
Let's just say that's one of the things that's being an entrepreneur, but there are certain other things that I've been doing and been successful in. Thank God for His blessings and all that.
Great.
We really had to prayer. Make him get angry.
He kept on saying, I'm very soft. So I was like punching the bags in the car.
Yeah. We have a caller. Let's see who's calling. Hi, you are on air.
Yeah, hi, Malay. Sorry, I could not join the show. I was just listening in my car.
Dr. Bora is from Bora Medical Clinic, our sponsor. He's calling in. Dr. Bora, did you hear the play?
Yes, it was last 10 minutes. It was a really good, amazing play. I thought I would have been there to be in person to see the play, listen to the play, but it was a really good one. And I just want to add one thing regarding the breast cancer. Especially what I see in the Indian community, the young people are sometimes are receptive to do the screening, but especially the middle-aged people or elderly people, they are not very receptive. And we've been seeing a lot of breast cancer in Indian community. So what I mean to say is we need to spread more awareness and get the taboo out of against the screening.
Absolutely. Sure, sure.
And it's very important to catch it very early because then it's curable. It's
right.
Basically you can have a very long survival.
We have two doctors in the house, in the studio today. So, Ajay sir, if you had been here, it would have been a completely medical
trifecta.
Takeover. but thanks for calling in, Ajay. We miss you here. I still have your Diwali mitai dabba whenever you want to pick that up.
It'll be finished.
Sure, I came to home other day. I should have picked up, but that's fine. I'll pick up next time. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
everybody.
You. That's Dr. Bora
thank
from.
You all. Thank you very much. Yeah.
That's Dr. Bora from Bora Medical Clinic, sponsor of All Things Desi, a great cricketer. Tazine and friends, thank you for doing this. This was, I mean, I haven't seen, I haven't heard or never had the opportunity to host a radio play in all my years of whatever radio work I've done. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Next
Mother.
Production.
Malay, I would love to continue this 10-minute play on a monthly basis. If we can do this, if you're game for it, I'm here.
We will definitely give it a thought. I mean, I liked it. So, yes.
That's good.
Yes. But TZ Productions, where to from now?
Yes, TZ Productions is going to Wortham Center, Cullen Hall.
Wow.
Thanks to Performing Arts Houston, we are going to be performing on February 24th and 26th. And all, and the Clay Pot Speaketh is the name of my play that is being commissioned by Performing Arts Houston. I would love to see my community there.
Thank you. Thank you, Tazine. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Malay.
Thank you, Malay. Thank you so much.
Vishwas, we are almost at the 5 o'clock mark. Almost time to go have coffee somewhere. But, guys, we were talking about Bazigar. We talked about movie. But the highlight of the show, of course, this play, it has a social message. Thank you for bringing this, and your take?
Oh, just refreshing, right? Good conversation. Cricket World Cup continues. It'll be in a giving us enough to talk about next week.
Sure. Join us 4 p.m., 98.7, All Things Desi. Follow us on Facebook. All Things Desi is our tagline. You might win a free T-shirt of All Things Desi in about 2 weeks' time if you care to go on there. We were talking about Bazigar, so we'll leave you with this. This has been a great hour, All Things Desi. We will see you next Sunday at the same time, 4 p.m., 98.7 FM. Till then, have fun, have a splendid Halloween, and have a great week ahead.